Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. And yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Now, last week we ended looking at how Jesus the Vine is our life, and in John 1 and 4. How Jesus is our resurrection, 1 John 5 and 11. And how, now open up your spirit here, my friend, how we are not given power or the quote-unquote things of God because of Christ. Oh no, something better. We have been given Christ himself. Now, I hope you see that, my friend, because if not, you may be religious, but lost. When we are saved, birthed from above, we are joined, well, the Greek calls it cemented. We are cemented to Christ, baptized into him by the Spirit. All that is given is of him, and we live out from him if we abide in Christ by faith. If you cannot see this or understand this, then you have no understanding of salvation and are probably like the millions of Christians in the world who know not God nor his precious Son and are religious, practicing rituals of men like the mainstream denominations teach, especially the Catholics. All dead men and women walking, living out from themselves instead of from God, whose lives are on a whisper and a prayer and one event away from complete collapse. Oh, my friend, I hope this is not you, but if this is, then you can turn this around by opening up your spirit to the Spirit of God and allowing him to begin to deal and judge in your life, opening yourself up to the work of the cross in your life and allowing the Lord to begin to work, asking God to do whatsoever it takes and mean it to save your soul and turn you around from all of that denominational driven doctrine and the churchy good works, thinking that we will be saved if we just can do more in 2024. Now, what is true regarding the life of the vine is also true regarding the fruit of the vine. For the fruit is the product of that life. Thus, the fruit that the branches bear are not of the branches, but the fruit is of the vine. Wow. The fruit is the result of the life of the vine flowing into and through the branches to maturity. Let me say that again. The fruit is the result of the life of the vine flowing into and through the branches to maturity. We can say the same thing about everything that is of God in the Christian experience, because everything that is of God is out from Christ, who is our life. There is nothing of God, no nothing, that is outside of Christ. Again, wherefore, because of what has been previously said, if there any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed over or passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are out from God. Let me say that again. All things are out from God. 2 Corinthians 5 and 18. 17 through 18. Again, God has freely given us all that he has to give us in Christ. Romans 8:32. There is nothing, no nothing, outside of the person of Christ that God will ever give to humanity. In contrast, there is nothing in natural man that God has included in the new creature in this age. The natural man is passed over or is passed away and is pertaining to that new creature. God has set all that in natural man under the cross and for the believer, and all things are out from God. Let me say that again. God has set all that is in natural man under the work of the cross, and for the believer, all things are out from God. There is simply no way to overstate this great truth, my friend. Christ is all for the believer. Christ is our all and in all in the believer. And it is when we stray from the foundational reality that deception creeps in. Oh, my friend, read the Colossians chapter 2. That chapter not only clearly states that all is given in Christ. Christ is all, but contains four warnings if we look to other things, to experiences and sources and, whatever that, you know, that we would look to. Wow, that is not of God. Now, I'm not sure if you have ever been involved in a church split. We went to a church in Georgia where the pastor bragged of all five churches of their fellowship in the local area started out from church splits. And when we get outside of Christ, those in Christ who know better will raise their red flag, and those outside of Christ will continue with problems to the spiritual authority and also of that church. And that always leads to rebellion. Yes, rebellion. Wow. Rebellion to the Spirit of God and to the spirit of that church. And you know, the telltale sign always is, if they're over in rebellion, they go ahead and they start their own church. I have seen this sadly for years. Oh yes, sadly. At one church, we followed a small group of people out. And of course, what did we do? We started a church in our home. But years later, and yes, the church did grow, but in the end, the church collapsed. It collapsed and it closed its doors. And now why? No people? Nope. No money? Nope. No preaching? Nope. No, no, no. Well, why then? Well, then was because the rebellion in the hearts of the people had not been dealt with at all. Thus, any church started by these people is doomed only to failure and lead to rebellion. They were not abiding in Christ. Oh no, they were abiding in themselves, and their denominations was a just a big waste of resource and effort. But our family learned, though, from this experience from this church. And make no mistake, my friend, anybody that gets over in those areas, the same results will happen. Amen? Not to follow people who are more concerned about their denomination and spiritual gifts than they were about truth and people. Even today, I still talk with this pastor, and he's pastoring a church in Georgia, but he has not changed. He is still more concerned about pushing an ungodly doctrine than he is about the truth, about the Word of God, and about people. You know, if Christ commands us to abide in Him, then it follows that it is possible, even as believers, to fail to abide in Him. Even in that case, Christ, though, still abides in us, but we will be like the Galatians, where Christ was, you ready, of no effect in their lives. Wow, with no effect. Now, open up your spirit here. Like the Galatians, to the extent that we abide in Christ by faith, this life will be operative in us. But to the extent that we do not, then this life will not be operative in us. Indeed, there will be a withering unless we turn back to Him. You know, we just hobbled through the election season and the spiritual issues of our day, the abortions, homosexuality, LGBTQ, transgenderism, DEI, which is also spelled D-I-E for America, were the critical issues for God in our election. Yet millions, mainly Democratic so-called Christian candidates who supported these issues, but God, instead of God and the Word of God, you know, but God calls these issues an abomination. We must vote the Bible if we're going to vote. To do not and support evil and ungodly people, you are only voting for the evil that is in you. You are evil, you are ungodly, and not a Christian. For me now, I see a spiritual issue I must deal with now with myself, and that is whether or not to maintain contact with those who called themselves Christian people but voted Democratic and voted for evil. The Bible commands us to come out from among them. Touch not the unclean, and I will receive you. My heart is clear. My choice is very crystal clear. What communication has light with darkness? 2 Corinthians 6:14. Take heed, my friend. Next week, more on the fruit of the vine. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you have a wonderful week to come and that the Lord is blessing you and you're getting this. More next week. God bless. Amen.